Welcome.
Hi.
Here we are. We're back. Barely.
Dude.
Halfway.
Yep.
70%.
Toughing it out.
Episode 292. Hello, Dysfunction.
Oh my God. We're so close to 300.
We are.
Hella years. Hella episodes.
You sound rough, but you're here.
What's new?
You don't look like it, so that's good. You look good.
Good. I don't know what I got. It's not the flu. It's not COVID.
Oh, you did a flu test?
Mm-hmm. It's not those.
It's rough. Whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
It's been some days.
This is. So I noticed it started when we recorded the Patreon episode. Remember when I kept saying I'm struggling to get it fucking that
deep? And we
deep
talked
breath?
About the humidifier, remember?
Yep.
And yeah, that was what, Friday?
Saturday. So it really started like symptom wise,
yeah,
like Sunday evening. More like,
yeah,
I started feeling the scratchy throat and the fucking stuffed nose. So what's today? Wednesday?
I think so.
Yeah, so it's been like three full days. Waking up this morning's been the worst so far, so I'm hoping like I'm fucking doing the hump. I was just telling her I was in the bathtub last night for 5 hours, not shitting you.
Yeah.
From 7:30 to I got out at like 12:15 and was just,
yeah,
that's where I felt the most comfortable. I know.
Stinkers is sick. Bunny got sick. She's feeling a little better.
Good.
She didn't get as bad as him either.
Good.
But he's pretty fucking bad. I had to take him to get an MRI on
Same
his leg
symptoms?
Today. Yeah, like coughing hella bad, sneezing, sinus pressure, headache. He got a fever one night and did his dramatic fucking throwing up that we love so much. Oh my God. I was like, just take the fucking medicine. Like, calm down. But he gets like
worked up.
Yeah. And today, when we had to go to the appointment, he woke up texting me like, I feel like shit. I don't feel good. So it's been probably 3 days for him, 3 or 4. But he says he got it from my nephew. So it's going around. And I'm just like wearing masks whenever possible, washing my hands like crazy. My hands are hella fucking dry.
I got them. Yeah.
Trying to avoid it.
I have a mask in Mark's car and I'm not fucking around no more.
Yeah.
I was telling you, like, I can't be sick. I it makes me feel panicked.
Yeah, especially when it's bad. This ain't, like, no mild cold.
This is not, like, the colds I remember from fucking 7 years ago.
Yeah.
It's, like, fuck. A little more hardcore than fucking the colds I remember.
Yeah.
But, we'll be all right.
It's cold. I feel like I jinxed the rain. I mentioned some shit about the weather to a friend the other day, and we were like laughing about it and how like, oh, hopefully we're going to have good weather now. And I literally said, now that I said that, watch there be some rain tomorrow.
Thank you.
And yeah, so I'm to blame. It's my fucking fault.
Not only is there fucking rain, it's like tornado winds here.
Tornado winds. It's hella cold. It's usually warmer when it rains.
For sure.
Not this time. It's very cold. It's very dreary and uncomfortable. I don't like it.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Although I will say I appreciate it because I'm sick. So I'd much rather it be like this. Less
than missing out on good weather, you mean?
Remember when I had fucking influenza B back in July and it was nice and hot outside and I was fucking miserable, dying?
I just don't like driving in it. Like, if you could stay home, that would be nice. But to have to go out in it is nasty.
For sure. You know what's very telling right now of how bad the flus and sicknesses are is I've called Kaiser 3 times,
mm-hmm,
probably in the last like 5 days, maybe week, maybe. Each time looking for an appointment. Once was for Naya, one's for Stevie, one's for myself. Every time I've called,
they're like, no.
None. And I'm talking, we've checked Oakland to Pittsburgh and every Kaiser in between, no fucking appointments. It's never been like that. What are you
supposed to do? Like, can I get a phone appointment? Can I get a video appointment? Like, there's nothing?
Nope.
Nothing. Nope. What do you do?
The ER.
$500. They're like, you gotta give me $500.
We want your money, stupid. And then
we'll treat you. Wow. That's not okay.
Isn't that fucking fucked up?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that also makes me feel fucking...
I just was talking to my ex about, like, the insurance and everything with Stingers and about the deductible. That's a whole new world to me. Like, I be having county insurance. Mm-hmm. I don't be knowing about all of that process. You know, it's been so long since I had legit insurance. It was like 2005 when I had legit insurance through a job. Like...
It's almost better.
It is better. I mean, it's hard to get an appointment still. But
hello.
But it don't look like you have it no better.
Yes, no.
Exactly. With your fancy insurance.
Carolyn has no copay. Carolyn has Medi-Cal, right? And Medicare.
No prescription.
No copay. Costs. Dude, her prescriptions are $1.15. You know how much one of mine is with insurance? Mm-mm. I got one that's $15. I have one that's fucking $26. I have one that's $9. Another that's $15. So by the time I pick them all up, we're almost at fucking $80.
And then here's my concern. Like, I'm a person that tries meds and then don't like them. You don't get that money back, right?
No.
You can't, like, return it. Like, can I get my prescription cost back since I'm not going to take this prescription? No.
When that Vyvanse did not work. Yeah.
You paid for that.
I brought it with me. Okay. Mind you, there's two pills missing. I brought it back and I was like, can I return this?
This is not for me.
Mm-hmm. And they were like, no. And I'm like, well, can you guys take it? They're like, no. I'm like, okay.
Oh my God.
Because I really did try to return it. I just bought it.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Nope. They're like, nope, you keep it.
Speaking of other shit that's fucked up. Welcome. We have some new listeners and some new patrons on our Patreon. We have to talk to you about this price increase that is like going to be 30% higher, or what is it? If you have to subscribe on your web browser.
Do not listen to me. Do not. I'm telling y'all, do not join Patreon through the Apple iOS app. Do not. Because what is going to happen is not only are they going to charge you for your Patreon memberships, whatever you're buying on there, you're going to be charged a 30% fee as well.
That's greedy.
That don't go.
That's so greedy.
To Patreon.
No.
That goes to Apple.
Yeah.
So listen.
We're going to keep reminding you of this because we get notified when people still
join through the app.
And people are. I get it. Like, if you're not tripping off the 30% or whatever surcharge it is, that's cool if you're not tripping. But we just don't want you to have to pay unnecessarily extra money.
Not to
mention. For the same thing. Right. If you can avoid it, you know?
Yep.
So, yeah. That's greedy.
Definitely. So, don't do that.
Yes.
Also, if you are unfamiliar with our Patreon, what you get there is we do an extra full-length episode a week video. There is chats. There's lives. There's other videos. There's a bunch of other videos.
There's lots of, like, guest episodes vlogs that we had did. There's vlogs we have done. All of that is Patreon exclusive.
Yes.
So when you join, you get quite a bit. We're going to start putting more previews in the free tiers. So even if you just sign up for the free tiers, you could see what's available to unlock and also purchase just a single episode or a single video if you want to. Also, if you're not ready to commit to a full membership, you could do that also.
We're selling singles like the liquor store.
You could buy a Lucy episode.
That's right, they were Lucy
instead of a full pack.
Yes.
You buy a Lucy.
Yes.
Let me tell you about what the fuck I did today. And it's like only me, my life. I'm like messaging with somebody, like a boo. I don't know. Messaging with them. And I had put a post on my story when I was in the bath because I look deceased. I'm so pale right now.
Dude.
I look like a corpse.
I'm telling you.
I posted it because I was in disbelief. And I was like, wow, like I need to tan immediately. Same. And like Neil hit me back and he's like, no, you're like Snow White. Like it looks good, whatever. And people were like trying to make me feel better about myself.
That's so nice.
I appreciate it. I love y'all. But I'm like, damn, like I'm hell of fucking pale right now. So my boo or whatever had replied and said something and also like liked the picture. Mm-hmm. So I was going to send him like an uncensored picture to like show fully how fucking pale I am. So I like the Snapchat camera, I've said before.
Yeah, just the regular no filter Snapchat. Yeah.
So I go on there still.
Don't tell me.
To record things, right? Whether it be video, whether it be photos, whatever. I occasionally like to use that camera.
God damn it.
And it's everyone's biggest fear, I think, that's ever done that, that you're going to post
it. Spread your butterfly accidentally.
So I'm in the bath and my hands are wet a little bit and phone starts to slip out of my hand and I almost dropped it into the water. I don't know if my phone is waterproof. It might be.
Because let me tell you, I nodded off in the bathtub four times and woke up to half my phone under the water. So you're good. You're fucking good.
So I get frantic and I go like this with my wet hands and I grab it. It's like, just posted or something with an exclamation
her
mark.
Pussy.
I think it said story posted. It's a full body. It's nude. Not, it's not just titties. It's full body nude.
Biscuit.
I probably should shave also. Like I'm not Same. Fully shaved right now. Like it's not bad, but you will see it.
It's
you know,
winter. It's like, so it's winter like, time. It's okay.
Like that wasn't for the community to see. Granted, I don't be on there like that, so I don't even know what my following looks like on there because I haven't posted on there in probably
I'm sure you have a good following
years.
Still.
It's been like 9 years since I fucking used Snapchat, like ever posted on it.
Has it?
Yes, yes. I literally have like two friends that only use Snapchat, so I kind of keep it as a lifeline to them.
I never got into
and
it.
And for the camera, that's it. I used to use it a lot. When I was going out with Jasmine and shit, we was going to the clubs, all that. I used to use it a lot to document that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. No, I ain't posted on there in forever. But today I sure did. And it was a full, I'm talking about from the top of my head to my knees, bitch. Like I had my hand up like this to get the most body in it I could. Posted that shit. Story posted, exclamation mark. Like,
did you
good
scream?
Job. It was hella incurred. I screamed. I was frantic. My hands were wet, so I couldn't, like,
your heart was
click
pounding.
On things properly. It wouldn't recognize my thumbprint because my fingers were wet.
So it's up there even longer.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah, I have relatives on there. Like, I think my little sisters are on there.
Nice.
Like, just, you know, my mom might be on there. Fuck. I don't fucking know, but fuck. I'm like, thank God anybody that knows me, so they know what right. I'm up to.
It's you not know? A shocker.
No one's gonna be blown away if they see this, but I might not want them to see it. Your brothers might be on, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I know that family was on there at one point, so I wasn't posting nastiness, but like today got nasty. Today was nastiness. So I was like, oh my God, I got to it and I deleted it. And then I thought I should have checked views before I deleted it.
I was just gonna say, it said, you have 300 views.
I was so fucking, I was just like, get it off. And I was like, fuck, I should have looked to see who, like Candy probably saw it. Like,
for
who,
sure.
You know, like, who the fuck? So I have no idea. If you saw it, just keep it to yourself. Don't
People got
tell
a
me.
Real nice hump day, bitch.
Don't tell me to shave. Don't message me and let me know you saw it. Just know that it's gone because I caught it and just leave me alone.
Just, and just happy hump day to
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Great day for me.
Oh,
that
my,
was great.
That
yeah,
that's a nightmare.
It's always my biggest fear when I use that camera because it's usually for something really fucking inappropriate. And today I was just like, oh my God, why would that? Like, just my luck. Just my fucking luck. People are probably like, this horny old lady is on here fucking just posting away. So rude.
At least you're so a hot, horny old lady.
It wasn't bad, thank God. It wasn't a bad picture. But
you
wouldn't
have been sending a bad photo.
Well, I wasn't sending it on there. I was just taking one. I don't even think I saved it yet.
Oh.
I was just taking one. Yeah, and then I was going to save it to my phone and send it elsewhere.
Yeah, but you're not a, you know. You're lucky.
I look all right naked.
Yeah, you're very fortunate. Thank God,
because otherwise I'd be crying right now in this chair telling this story.
Yeah.
Yesterday I had a thrifting trip alone that was really cute.
What city did you go to?
I was in the 925. Nice. I'm not going to say where.
Yeah, that's why I said city.
Yeah, because I also don't want to blow up the spot. But it was, I found some good stuff. I appreciate the little smaller chain thrift stores that hella ran through by resellers, number one, still have some decent prices or at least the ability to switch the price tags on shit. Cause I did do that on a couple items. You have to give yourself a discount sometimes.
Sometimes you deserve a holiday.
You do. And I did. So, but yeah, they're not ran through and it's not like overpriced, oversaturated, like, or someone hoarding their own collection of shit. I'm so tired of finding like a store and getting excited about it. And then it's like, oh, this is actually shitty. I'll never be back. Because, you've marked it up four times.
Yeah. And resellers, I'm sorry. They do. They ruin a lot.
And I get it. It's fun, right? To get the thrill of finding something, like getting a good score. But like, why take that thrill away and make it a business for yourself? We've talked about this before. For sure. I don't think it's fair.
Just leave a little bit.
Leave a little bit. Or do it on the level that you don't have to mark it up so much or something. It's unfair.
I have been at a Goodwill before. And it was a reseller. Mm-hmm. And when I say they had, I'm not shitting you. You know, Goodwill sells reusable bags for you to take your shit in. Four full.
Oh, that they were buying. You're greedy. Yeah, you're being very fucking greedy.
You're hella greedy.
Get a different occupation. I don't know. Do something different because it's not fair. You're sucking all of the fun out of it for like collectors that like to find gems also. I don't know. Don't take that away from us.
You're greedy.
God. So,
speaking of being somewhere before I got sick, have you seen that TikTok trend where people are fucking smelling salts? Sniffing smelling salts. You know those, like, they're in a lot of first aid kits. They're,
revive you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know what smelling salts are.
Well, for those that don't, not just you, for people that don't.
Yeah. Like for emergency responders and shit. Sometimes they crack something open.
If you've passed out.
I've had them also use an alcohol, pad. Yeah.
Yeah. But the smelling salts smell like they're hardcore ammonia, like damn near piss.
Ew.
They're fucking potent. Well, there's a fucking TikTok trend of people cracking them open and going up to people and being like, smell this new blah, blah, blah. Not even give them a warning, bitch. And I'm huffing it.
Can that make you sick?
It burns the fuck out of your nose. And it
that's
smells.
Not funny. I mean, but also I'm not smelling anything. A stranger is not walking up and telling me to smell shit.
Cause like, get the fuck I'm out of my face. I'm going to think you were digging in your butthole or some fucked up shit.
I don't play these prank games. These fucking Somebody's going to lose their life. I mean, I think people already have. But like somebody is going to lose their life behind these pranks.
That shit is. Listen.
That's not funny.
There's certain jokes we play on each other here. That type of shit ain't fucking one of them.
I don't like that.
At all. So they're doing that and then like.
Play with your friends and your family like that. That's probably not used here, to though. Your antics. Don't fuck around with strangers doing shit like that. Don't. It's not always going to have a good ending for your fucking content.
No. And then there's people like, you know, say us like. Friends, fucking married people, whatever, that are each cracking one open and sniffing them together. I don't know why. You know,
for fun, for sport, for what?
Views, likes. I don't know.
No.
So no. I see this trend. I see these videos, and I'm like, these motherfuckers are all stupid. And I'm watching one where it's a stranger in Home Depot telling people this is new cologne to smell it. Girl.
I've seen warnings that people do that and they have you smell chloroform to fucking fall out and be sex trafficked. Like, just don't smell anything. You've never seen that? Like, the people in parking lots that are selling perfume, and that they'll walk up to you like, I have this perfume for sale, and they'll have bottles, but it'll actually be chloroform, and then now you're kidnapped and trafficked because you had a curious fucking nose.
Yeah, no, I haven't. Don't do that.
Don't.
So I'm in Walgreens, right? Mm-hmm. And I fucking hear, hey, Tara. This man wants to know if we got smelling salts. And I look over and
wait, it's an employee?
Yelling to the other one about this white man with glasses. And he's standing there with like his 14-year-old daughter. And I know immediately why they want those motherfuckers. They're gonna
make it. What the fuck are you up to?
And I just walked away laughing, like
shaking your head.
Shaking my head, like, oh my God, I know what y'all
are doing. Get the fuck out of Walgreens.
That poor little girl was about to have her shit blown back.
Oh my God. Because you want to play games. Don't do that.
But stores typically don't sell them. You have to fucking order them and shit. They're not selling Lucy's of fucking.
Yeah, that's something for like paramedics to have and shit, right? That's
first not aid just like, kits.
Because why are you planning to pass out and shit? Why are you planning to be unconscious?
And dude,
don't do that.
They smell like fucking rotten piss. They're strong. No,
that's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. They're fucking funky.
I've been back to work. I would like to say,
how's it been going?
I'm very excited about it. It made me forget how many game players there are in the Bay Area. Like, just a huge amount. Like, out of 10 phone calls, 2 will be actual legit deposit senders down to be screened properly, will follow.
Is it mostly young dudes that play games, or does it not matter?
It does not fucking matter. But one thing I don't like is that I get a lot of younger people calling me and a lot of first timers calling me.
No, thank you.
Which I don't mind the first timers as long as you're truly a sub, you truly have a something submissive in you.
Yeah.
Then I don't mind it. But if you are just have an idea.
Yeah, wanna, what if it's somebody exploring what they want?
Yeah, but they're not really submissive. I have to talk to them and get the vibe, because I can't, like, I've had too many people hit me and want to go along with whatever I'm offering to get me to show up. And we're not doing that.
That's scary. Because
that's when I leave and I have your deposit. And if you try to stop me, it'll go left. So,
that's actually scary.
Yeah. I'm appealing way too much to younger people, and I need to figure out what am I doing wrong within myself that I'm like appealing to
these old ones.
Yeah, you know, I have kids that are close to the age of the people that's hitting me, and I'm not down with that. I'm just not. It's my comfort. Not even to say that, but like something about them is making them comfortable because they know I'm older than them. But they're just like, I want to try it anyway.
I want her to be my mommy.
No. I do. That's another thing I'd like to add. Most DOMs don't offer gentle mommying, but that's like something I'm exploring a little bit myself for the first time, because I'm usually such an evil bitch. I want to just stomp the breath out of your body.
You're trying to help your inner child as well.
No, so I'm like just trying something different, you know, to see what the dynamic, if it's comfortable, continue it, you know? So one of the sessions that I did recently was more gentle mommying, which I didn't know. I kind of, you know, we talked and I did a screening process and all that, but I thought it was going to be like mommying, but like, you're bad, so like, I'm going to be mean. Spank I'm going to turn on you,
you're
right?
Spank.
That's what I was excited for. I brought some things to beat your fucking ass.
Like, my shoe.
And then we sit down and I'm like, oh, you don't want punishment. Like, how's that finna go?
He's like, can you hug me and tell me I was a good boy today?
Some people want that.
His inner child needs some healing.
Some people want shit like that. Yes.
So how did it go?
It went great. It went fucking great. He was
great. You liked it?
Yes. I mean, yeah, I was comfortable with him. So, I mean, it ain't gonna work with everybody.
I was just gonna say, do you think it was him or?
For sure. It was him. I was comfortable with him. I said you would have loved his fucking place. It was like a mid-mod palace.
He's into mid-mod.
Oh my fucking God. To where I was like, is this all your shit? Did you decorate this place yourself? Yes.
Shut up. Where does he go? We need to know.
Oh my God. It's so nice. I was just looking around like, oh my fucking God. Like this, the rarity of the shit that he had, and just, it was that put together so great. Yeah. So I was all like taken aback by that. And I made sure to tell him like how great it was, but he was attracted.
That's a green flag. Somebody that's a green flag.
To vintage, I would love mid-mod. To make this a regular thing.
For sure. Submissive, I'm rooting for it.
Has no qualms about what I'm charging.
We're doing inner child healing work for both together. Of
us. Together, you help me. I help you. You sent a deposit immediately. You sent me all hella your personal information.
Green flags.
Yeah, it was a great one. It was a great one. And I was only there for like 45 minutes tops. And I was thinking, I could stay longer if you want. Like,
can I?
I'm having a good time.
Right. Can I walk around the fucking kitchen?
Right. Can I test out some of this furniture? Because I really love this dining set.
Shut up.
It was great. But yeah, so I'm offering something I never offered before, which is like kind of a more gentler momming. You don't have to get your ass whooped if you don't want to. So if there's any...
You can sit in the corner.
Yeah, let me know if you're curious. Hey, if you're a man or a trans man and you have some mommy healing that you'd like to do with me... Reach out. Let me know.
I'm excited to see where this goes.
Yeah, it was a good time. And girl, you know I got shit to pay off. So that's always great too. Yeah. This daylight savings time. Are you having a hard time?
I'm sick of it. I'm so...
I feel like this is a conversation we visit every time.
Twice a year we do. I thought we voted to leave it alone. Apparently we fucking did.
Apparently not.
I'm over it.
There's only certain countries that play along with this game. I thought it was just us.
There's states that don't even play along with it. Arizona don't play this game. Hawaii don't play the game.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I'm tired of playing the game.
I don't want to play the game.
And statistically speaking, let me tell you the harm that it does.
Please. Okay?
Because there's got to be. Instead of just giving us attitudes. Like,
harm.
Yes, it's beyond giving us just crankiness, right? Because we're losing an hour in the spring.
Yeah, this one right now is much harder.
This is the painful one.
The other one, we gain an hour.
Yeah.
So that one's
good for us. This one is bad for us.
I hate it.
So daylight savings time causes a 24% spike. That's significant.
Yeah.
24%.
That's a quarter.
Yeah. 24% spike in heart attacks in the spring.
No.
That's significant.
That's huge.
That kind of sleep disruption is throwing off your circadian rhythm, which I know I've talked about before, and how you don't want to fuck with that, and how blue lights fuck with that. Remember, I got blue light glasses. I was on that hype at one point. Yeah. You know, your daylight and shit and fucking off your circadian rhythm. That was an obsession at one point.
That was your biohack of the week.
It was. But you don't want to disrupt that. And it's been proven.
It's like
because
a poop sensor. You don't fuck with it.
Don't we have an episode called Poop Sensor? And we talk about that in great detail. And it's been proven because in the fall, there's a 21% decrease in heart attacks at daylight savings time.
So only when we gain the hour. 3%?
You're from Brooklyn now. You're from New Jersey. You're from New Jersey. Say it again.
Oh, man. 3%. I don't know where the fuck I'm
Stay
from no more.
At Heart Attack City.
Yes, only 3 are real fucking true. You would have had it either way.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
So 21% decrease in the fall daylight savings time. So this has been studied. You can look it up. It's been studied. It's a thing. And I just don't want to up the risk of fucking heart attack.
No, I was reading about women's heart attacks today and you know how they present different. I knew that. But typically what brings about heart attacks in women ain't fucking high cholesterol and clogged arteries.
It's men.
It's stress.
And you know, women be having them and don't know they're having them. Like it's very common. Men, not so much because they cry. But women, we have them and we just brush them off. Like, oh, that was a little indigestion. No, bitch, that was a full on heart attack.
Yeah.
So I don't need anything upping the chances.
No,
so I would like to boycott the fucking daylight savings and just sleep in an extra hour.
Like
leave it up to the kids to choose if they want to or not. myself, I want to stay asleep for another hour.
No, for real.
But going to sleep at night has been fucking me up because, like we just talked about before we started, we didn't fall asleep till like 3 o'clock in the morning. Yep.
That's why I had to be up at fucking 7:30 to take Stevie to school.
Yeah, I think that's why. I think it's because of daylight savings. Because 2 sounds more reasonable.
Yes.
It would have been 2. Not 3.
No.
This is not the up all night show doing bumps. No.
No. So that's stupid.
Yeah. Very.
Also. Oh my God, all my notes are so fucking bad.
Negative.
They're horrible.
I'm trying to avoid the downers that I have. I have a few downers.
Well, mine involve fucking well, this is a good one.
What?
Well, I think it's a good one. You don't probably think it's a good one. Someone might not. Oh, well. But a woman named Amber Laudermilk. She's a
I'm sorry. Amber who?
Laudermilk. Laudermilk. What a name.
They were just putting together anything when they was naming people.
Yeah.
Anything. I've never heard of that in my life.
Never heard that last name. Mm-mm. She made it up. Mm-hmm. She went and changed her name. Mm-hmm. She's like, I like this.
Or her dad did. Someone did.
So she's from the Houston area. She's a licensed embalmer.
Okay.
She got in trouble recently.
What? Where are we going with this?
She got in trouble recently because she works with a bunch of fucking snitches. But there was a registered sex offender that came through to be cremated.
I saw this.
She chopped.
I didn't know it was a woman who did it. That makes the story better.
She chopped his dong off while he was, and
because
put
it's
it
what
in his mouth, and then took a knife and gave him a little stab in the genital area.
Put it in his mouth?
And was sending him through the crematory like that.
It's.
Her coworkers fucking told on her.
I mean, that's a little psycho, but. But considering the circumstances, he was a sex offender.
I'm like, you're fucking doing rapes and assaults. Like, bro.
That's the kind of expectation you should have.
And you're fucking your soul ain't in there, bitch.
She went ham. She's had enough.
Enough.
And it makes me just wonder.
So not only did she put it in his
it makes me wonder what else is she doing?
She took the knife.
Because I would have put his feet coming out of his ears or something. I would have like did some dumb
shit. Up his ass. Yes. His big toe up his ass.
Yes.
But not only did she fucking remove it and put it, you know, up here, she took the knife and stabbed the area.
She shanked him.
Where it was supposed to be.
Okay.
Gave him a little
castration
on the way in.
And some extra pokes.
Mm-hmm. I can't say I'm sad.
Her coworkers were probably scared. They're like, she's fucking losing it. What if she snaps on us? Like,
I'm like, oh my God.
That's probably why they told. Snitches. I don't think they told out of sympathy for him. I think they told because she's unwell and they are worried.
They're like,
about,
she's in here mutilating bodies before putting them through the crematory.
She's so cranky from the fucking daylight savings time. We cannot have her in here.
Fucking, fucking assholes.
They were scared for themselves. That's why they snitched.
Fucking mind.
Not
your
for
business.
His benefit.
Shit. Fuckers.
God.
But when I read that, I was crying laughing at the
see,
fucking.
See, those pictures I would have wanted to see. Maybe it's context that matters. I don't know. Sometimes I'd be wanting to see murders and bodies and.
You want the violence.
But yeah. And then
you don't want the aftermath. You want the actual act.
And I want it to be to make sense or something. I don't know.
And I like the aftermath where. Like, I liked being able to see muscle groups and, like, fucking anatomy.
Yeah.
She also cut his wiener off, by the way.
Good.
And left it next. That was good. Horrible. That was horrible.
The cartel is good for creative placement of the wieners. They'll put it in the throat cut. They'll put it in the fucking...
Bro.
Ear. They'll put it wherever.
Trigger warning. The worst.
I don't know why they don't bother me.
Oh, the worst cartel video I saw. Listen, I think you saw it too. Where they were skinning homie alive,
yeah,
girl.
He was blinking and shit. That was a problem.
And they wanted him to scream and be upset, and he wouldn't.
He was like in shock, probably. He was mumbling. I just remember him having eyelashes and like no face. Like, No eyelids, no face. God. But he had lashes and he was like mumbling. That was
so bad.
That was fucked up.
Oh my God, that was so bad.
I'm sorry if you needed a trigger warning, anyone. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I try to say it. And then a Facebook friend of mine from Texas, who lives in Texas, mm-hmm. her son goes to middle school. Middle school. Mm-hmm. some girls jumped another girl. And, you know, he saw it.
Yeah.
One of the girls doing the jumping pulled out a knife, stabbed the girl once in the neck.
She died.
Yep. A baby, bro. It's just not
that serious. It's just not that fucking serious. Like, you're taking it too far.
Imagine dropping your child off at school. Stabbing?
Like, I gotta hear what the fucking reasoning for that was. Like, you cannot be taking it that far, bro.
I don't think there's anything in middle school that could justify killing somebody.
No. Stabbing someone, though. Even if they didn't die. Like, you cannot be stabbing people when you're jumping them. You can't.
You're already jumping them,
which I don't fuck with. I already don't fuck with that. I have a sister, and she's pretty small. I will say that might be her reasoning for it. But I was with her the other day, and she was like, I don't give a fuck. We jump. Like, I don't care. If one of my nieces or somebody is getting in a fight in front of me, we jump. So if you don't want that, don't fuck around. Like, I don't care. And I was just in the car like, I'd be against it. As somebody who's been jumped and been fucked off. Like,
because it's unfair.
It's just not. Yeah, it's like kind of coward shit to me. But I don't know. Some people jump. But don't bring no knife into the situation unless you are fearing for your fucking life. Like, it's just not that serious. Mm-mm. I would be very, very upset if my kids ever brought a knife to a fucking fight.
To a fist fight.
Yeah. We're not doing that.
That's crazy. Mm-mm. Yeah, I just, God, I feel so bad for the little girl's family. Yeah. My friend's son. Like, just
He's the one, the friend's son is the one who witnessed it?
Yes.
That's awful. A murder. You witnessed a murder at school.
Yeah.
That's sad.
That's fucking heartbreaking, dude. And middle school was the worst. I remember telling the girls before they went, middle school's the worst. And I feel like it's because you're no longer a little kid, but you're not yet a big kid.
But you so badly want to be a big kid. So you do the most.
You do the most.
I think that's when shit got crazy. Fit in. Was middle school.
Yep.
You're right.
And then high school is like, eh.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right. I didn't realize that. I was always warning the kids about high school. But it's not really, it's middle school you got to be worried about.
It was fucking middle school. Yeah. Naya just brought that up. Shit, the day before yesterday. I don't remember how it came up, but she was like, you were right. Middle school was the fucking worst.
Yeah. I think it was for my kids, too. That's when shit really turned up.
I hated it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, for myself.
I was a mean girl. That was like prime mean girl. But also, I was on the other end of that, too. I had some mean girls fucking with me, too, at that age. So it was just across the board.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
It's everybody trying to prove themselves.
Yeah,
as for sure. Something.
For sure.
I think.
And some don't grow out of it. That's the fucked up thing.
That's the fucking sad part.
Yeah. It took me a long time to grow out of wanting to act a fool over any fucking thing. Like, anything. But it's like, also, one, I'm kind of tired. I'll be real. But also, like, when you have shit to lose and, like, yes. You have so many fucking people depending on you and only you.
Yep.
It's not going to be worth it for me. Because I will crash out. And I don't want to crash out over something that's not going to matter in a month. I know myself, and
when you
have
stuff to lose, when you have a home,
yes,
when you have children,
bills, big girl bills, shit that is like, you know, other people ain't gonna cover it for me, like, yep. I have to pause before I react,
and you have to make sure it's something that's really worth it, really worth losing the things you love over.
And one thing that comes with that is hella frustrating is that when there's a situation. Just any situation that someone would expect me to flip about, mm-hmm. I might not be that girl. I might not be, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to react how people expect me to react to things. And I'm not going to put, one thing I ain't never been is I'm not going to put on a show for other people.
Yeah.
And act a fucking fool.
No.
For someone's entertainment, you know? And I feel like I did a lot of that in the past.
No, just mean, like, girl, no putting on a show, no fucking putting on an act. No.
No. No.
None of that.
I'm not doing that. And I'm just, like I said, I'm not going to react the way that some might expect, because I'm going to pause first and be like, is it really that serious? Now, mind you, if I am worked up about something, I'm not going to hide it. I'm not going to be quiet about it. I'm not going to be sneaky about it if I'm really going there. But like, that's how you're going to know if I'm really mad about something or whatever. And I'm not going to bring a knife to a fight. Like, you know, like these hands work. Like, I'm not going to take shit too far like that. I just,
and typically nothing, you know, in the last fucking 10 years has been so serious that you can't just talk, sit, vent.
Yeah.
And then keep moving.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, don't bring fucking knives. Don't bring weapons.
Yeah, and teach your kids not to be taking shit that far. Because even if somebody doesn't die, like, your kids could be... I have friends and relatives and shit who have lost their kids, whose kids are in jail right now because of some overreacting shit. Like, just be smart and try to teach your kids to, like, chill, don't immediately react to certain shit and fuck around and be losing 3-4 years of their life because, you know... They overreacted to a situation.
Yeah. The best thing to do is sleep on it. Yeah. If you still feel the same in the morning.
Yeah. That is, yeah. Revisit the shit because nine times out of 10.
Emotional reactions will have you looking fucking
crazy.
Crazy. It will have you arrested.
Embarrassing.
Yeah. And it's there. Not worth it. And now look, a baby lost his life.
Yeah.
It's fucking sad. It's hella sad.
Something else that's hella sad, I've seen on these pages that I follow, there's been like 3 different BBL deaths in like the past month.
No.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, for one, I know BBLs are really on the decline. Like, I've talked about that before. They're kind of out.
Yeah.
And a lot of the surgeons that I follow that I used to have interest in booking with and shit before, like, they're down so low that surgeons are starting to book reversals.
What?
Yes. And I was just like, what the fuck? So one case, the woman was older. She was like fucking damn near in her 50s.
And she,
like,
got a BBL? 60.
Yes. And she passed away. She had a fat embolism. So, which is really common, really scary.
They are.
It's a really huge gamble that you take when you get one. And I remember when I was at recovery houses and shit, there were old ass women. One passed away. Remember I talked about that one. She was like 60 or something.
She did?
Yes. And there were multiple old ladies. I mean, I get it. You're supposed to be getting surgery when you're older, when you need it, right? Like, this is a new thing for young girls to start getting surgery. So in their 20s and shit, you shouldn't even need nothing in your fucking 20s, bitch. You start getting surgery in your 30s, 40s, 50s. That's when you're going to need a lift, a tuck.
Your body's not even done
fully developing. You don't even have your adult body yet. Yeah, no. Exactly. Everything is going to change.
It's crazy. So, people think fucking you hit 18 or you hit 21 and your body's done. It's fucking not. It's my last inch.
Yeah.
After 21.
Yeah.
You know, I was 5'4 forever.
But just hormonally and everything, like, you're going to fill out. Like, remember how skinny I used to be? Like,
yes.
I didn't get into my adult body. Like, I don't know if you have kids, if you want to have kids or not, but after kids, your body's going to change so much too.
It is going to change again.
Yeah. So, really, like, so it wasn't that weird to see older women that have already finished having kids. They want to get a tummy tuck now because they're done.
Yeah.
Or a breast lift or implants or whatever. Yeah, because they need it now, right? So it wasn't that shocking. But because a BBL is so risky, it's like you're putting yourself that much more at risk.
Yeah, that's why I want to kill you.
Well, I wasn't that old yet. Like,
no,
you know,
I just was so scared.
Yeah. But I have mixed feelings about myself too. Like, I just don't want to appeal that much to men. Like, I feel like I was making myself look like a blow up. You notice I don't dress like a typical person that got a BBL.
And I'd
think
be
I did
denim thongs and a hoe beater.
I think I dressed
no bra
in like BBL clothes for like 3 months an or art something. Show.
That's literally the only fucking photo like, I have of us where we both look a little hoary and a Christmas party. And you had on a dress. But even then, you're more covered than me. But
that was a modest dress.
Yeah, you're more covered than me.
I just realized really fucking quick that like, okay, now I'm like built like a blow up doll kind of. And I'm getting attention I don't necessarily want. Because I did this because I wanted to look a certain way naked. And you know, I wanted to look like what I like. It's your
career.
Well, it wasn't even so much for that because my money wasn't slowed up nothing from how I was looking.
Well, no, I meant you spend so much
time naked. Yeah, true. I wanted to like what I looked at when I saw myself. So, like, and I wanted to look like the body type I was really attracted to, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
But I didn't want to attract hella men with it. And that's what came with it. I didn't, men. So I was just like, so real
Boo,
quick.
Two thumbs down.
Do not recommend. Real quick, it turned into like Adam Sandler fits, like try to conceal that shape because that's not the look I'm going for. And this is a secret surprise. This is not like I'm not advertising.
We're
this.
Not showing it to everybody.
No, I'm not selling this to you, to your eyes. This is like just a perk if you happen to get my clothes off type shit.
Yeah, I have seen a few. Well, I remember I was talking about how fucking Instagram, I guess they want me to get a BBL really bad.
They're like, hey, have you thought about it?
Hey, you with the big hips and little waist. Don't you want an ass to go with it?
Shut the fuck Fuckers. Up.
It's proportionate.
But yeah, a lot of these surgeons, these really good surgeons are doing hella reductions. But RIP to how the people.
How do they do it? Like lipo the ass?
I didn't look into it because I'm not interested. Yeah. But
no, I don't think you should reverse. Yeah. I don't. You're not. No. Nothing
if
else.
If I ever did anything else, it would be a breast reduction. And that's when it gets to the point that I need it.
Yeah.
I think right now, if I lose weight, I get more comfortable with my back and like.
And your boobs to where go I'm not.
Huh?
Your boobs. When you lose weight, because boobs are fat, they go a little bit.
Right. So I would rather just do that. And then like later, if I feel like I need one, then I would get a reduction. But
I'm really curious how they do it.
I'm pretty sure it's lipo, but it's like very careful lipo because you're like taking, you know.
It would have to be because you know how sometimes. So I know a girl that had lipo in her stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And it was years ago, so I don't know if the procedure process has changed, but she was left with like
lumps,
lumpy lipo, like it wasn't flat.
It might be fibroids. You get that like scar tissue. It's like knots. Like sometimes with she not get massages after? Sometimes that
she
happens.
She said she did everything right and she like blames the doctor. I don't know.
It could be the doctor's fault too. Their technique can cause that sometimes.
Yeah. So if it is, you know, I just feel like they would have to do very careful or else, you know, fucking.
Yeah.
Fuck the butt up.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be uneven and, you know, I'm curious what they charge for that, too. If it's, like, comparable. Yeah. It's probably more than getting a fucking BBL.
You think so?
I think so. Because it would be more sculpting and work involved.
They're like, you're getting this fat put right back in your back and your stomach where we took
putting
it
right
from.
Back in your stomach. Can you imagine? Your love handles, they're coming back. I'm putting them right back in there.
Oh, my God. You're making me undo this shit. If they tried to do that? Oh my God.
No.
They're like ruining my good work, bitch.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Speaking of work, not to just be calling somebody out, like their look. So I don't even think I'll say a name. I'll just say a celebrity, a young, really young celebrity, like early 20s, got a nose job recently. And that shit looks bad. It looks so bad. And like,
you know, I'm not a fan of nose jobs just because I have nose envy. I love large, unique noses.
I think I do too.
Love them.
I love it on other people. I used to kind of want a nose job to get my bridge fixed.
I remember.
But I never wanted to like change the shape of my nose and shit. And I can't imagine what I would look like without it.
No.
And after seeing a few I'll just say a few celebrities I've seen that have gotten nose jobs. I'm like, why did you do that? You were so fucking cute. And it makes me, I mean, I get it. You're getting it for yourself. Yeah, what you want is important. But it's just like with hair color, like natural really is the best. Like, it's like a rule that my grandma or somebody used to tell me, like, when you change your hair color, it's like you're fucking up what you're supposed to have. So it's never going to look as good as your natural hair color. Like, so I don't know, something to keep in mind. Keep your natural fucking nose.
Yeah, my natural hair color.
No matter how big it is or whatever. I'm very fond of big noses on guys, too.
I love them.
I do, too.
The bigger, the wide, the long, the chunkers.
Or like a real indigenous nose that comes down. Where like, I just really love them. Yes. Yeah.
Leave your fucking noses alone. I have nose fuck ass envy, dude. I got nose envy. So, and y'all can breathe. Have one, y'all can breathe. Like, I'm so fucking jealous. I can't breathe
because mine's deviated, but your nose is like this big, like the just the bottom part of this.
It sticks out like this. Just the bottom.
No. I mean, it fits your face.
There's no fucking bridge here. Yeah, like,
it fits your face, but you have no fucking nose.
I would love a nose. Like, for real.
But because you weren't given one, it probably wouldn't look right. No. I've never seen a nose job and been like, that's good for them. I don't think I ever have. I've always, even on surgeon pages where they have like a big honker, like, or whatever, I always like their original nose. I don't know why. Same. I've never been like, oh, good for you for doing that. No, I'm like, why did you do it? You look dumb.
I've never liked the after of a nose job better than the before.
I can't think of anyone.
Nope. Yeah, and I like facelifts, great. Deep plane facelifts, fucking fantastic. Because I feel like
that's just maintenance. That's just maintenance type shit. You're not changing the composition of your face.
Yep.
Leave shit alone. Yep. Leave God's work alone. The Lord
Jesus
made you that way. You fucking don't you fuck with his work.
That's right. You listen to Jesus.
You listen to Jesus. Listen to fucking Pease when she tells you that.
Pease's friend, Jesus.
Her best fucking friend.
Dude, in order to get her to listen, we have to tell her, Jesus.
That, yeah, that's a new thing.
Will not like
we
that.
We have to be like, Jesus does not fuck with that. Like, she was acting a fool yesterday. And I had to call her on the phone for backup. Like, I'm going to put it on speaker and you need to
tell her Jesus.
Double down on what I'm already saying. Yeah.
Yes, because Peace is funny, man.
She's ridiculous sometimes. A character, for sure.
In one of my death groups on Facebook where they post like deaths and obituaries and shit, it's been a lot of fucking teens lately. A lot of teen unalivings, trigger warning. Which is always heartbreaking to me. The youngest one I've seen this past week has been 11.
I seen Mark post one that was a little kid and it was from bullying. And I was just like, oh God, that baby felt that hopeless that it wouldn't stop or it wouldn't get better. That like, fuck that. Yeah, but
you know what? You look at the adults this day and age and they're bullies.
Yeah.
And they talk about people. You know? They're raised by people.
I always say if you resort to like some bullying type shit or like some mean girl type, like you've already lost the argument. You've already lost.
For sure.
Because you lost the point. You're missing the point. Like
if you don't stay on subject,
bitch. Like once you turn into name calling or going after appearance or fucking whatever it is, like you've already lost the plot, bitch. You lost it.
Yeah, if I'm on social media and someone starts that shit, I won't even engage. I'm like, you're so ignorant.
Because it looks like it's out of desperation. Like, you're grasping for something now. You can't even make valid points and stay on subject. I'm a good arguer.
Yes.
And it's like, and I'm not a fucking liar. So when all of that comes into play or like, you know, it's just, it's not fun anymore.
And now you're acting like a kid. And I will argue with somebody online if I know I'm not right. I don't want to look dumb. No. You know, when it comes to like
what's right
politics and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So in this group, you know, and I'm sure everybody probably has heard of this. I read about it some years ago. Apparently it's like made a resurgence. Mm-hmm. Sextortion of teenagers.
What the fuck is that? Like
scamming of teenagers where they pretend to be the whatever sex the teen is into, mm-hmm. they earn their trust. They get them to send a nude or a video. Mm-hmm. And then they turn around and go, send me $500 or I'm sending this to your mom, your friends, your principal, football team. And the kids fucking panic. There's been a few suicides because of that.
I could see that. Oh, my fucking God.
So talk to your children and let them know everybody has genitals, number one.
It's not a big deal. We are not going to trip. Like, yeah, you.
Everyone's going to love you the same. Sure. If the shit gets around.
Right.
Don't you send them a fucking penny.
Yeah.
Because they don't leave you alone.
Oh, yeah.
They'll come back and come back. And this one boy dealt with it and fucking ended up giving them like $1,000 before he finally broke down and told his mom because he was going to kill himself.
Well, what kid has $1,000, first of all?
He kept fucking lying to family members about why he needed money.
Talk to your kids. Yeah, sure. I'm going to talk to mine when I get home because I've had situations where, I don't know, I'm not even going to go into that, but, you know, somebody trying to threaten a kid and, you know, like, no. Talk to your kids. Let them know that, like, nothing can make me feel some type of way about you. I don't give a fuck. Unless you're harming someone or, you know what I'm saying? Like, did some bad shit to somebody. That's different. But, like, just being you and if you happen to be sexual or something, nobody can make me look at you different.
At all.
For anything like that. So I could give a fuck.
At all. When I fucking, oh, my God, when I read that, oh, it made me disgusted.
But imagine, like, you know, some parents are hella homophobic. Some parents are hella fucking strict. Like, I could see, God, that's such a dirty... Karma is going to eat their ass up, whoever is doing that to kids. Like,
it's horrific.
Playing on kids like that, like, that's a crazy-ass thing to do.
And you better pray your IP address is never found out.
Yeah. I hope it is.
I saw a case where they did find one, and it was a dude. And he's fucking on trial.
I thought you were going to say he's dead. I wish the parents would track them down.
No, the dude's son killed himself.
God, that's awful.
Yeah. Let's talk to your kids.
Yes. We have some write-ins. Some were downers, but I think they need to be spoke on
anyway.
Can you
read them?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm starting to sound fucking like I smoked 16 packs of fucking
harsh
palm oil fucking non-filters.
Okay, this one, hold on.
God, this has been the, like, worst last fucking 6 months for my sinuses ever.
Okay. I'm ready. Okay. Hi, Theas and HD fam. It's been a minute since I wrote in, and no time is like the present to tell y'all what's been happening. Buckle up. It's going to get outrageous.
Perfect.
Let me set the scene for you. My mother, my absolute rock, was in the hospital, resting after a long battle with illness. She was, unfortunately, actively dying, and I had just finished a serious conversation with her doctor. Heavy stuff. Emotional stuff. The kind of moment that makes you sit back, reflect on life, and just be in the presence of someone you love. I'm sitting next to my mom, phone in hand, lost in thought, when my sister Tanya finally arrives. Now, before I continue, let me just clarify something. Tanya is mentally disabled, but she is also, without a doubt, the most unintentionally reckless and absurd human being I have ever
met. Remember she hit him with a fucking cross, woke him up out of his sleep in the middle of the night. Hit him with a crucifix.
Okay. All right. My partner and I call her Carolyn 2.0 because her ability to say unfiltered, wildly inappropriate things at the worst possible moment is truly unmatched.
Carolyn 2.0, bro.
So Tanya sits down. I give her the update from the doctor. We share a moment. It's quiet, respectful. My mom is resting. And I'm thinking, okay, maybe we'll have a peaceful visit today. And then... this woman, this absolute agent of chaos, pulls out her phone, shows me a picture of a goddamn peacock, and with all the confidence in the world says, I'm going to get this picture of a peacock when mom dies. When mom dies.
Mom's sitting up looking like this.
Mind you, my mother, the woman who literally gave birth to both of us, is still right there, alive, existing, breathing. And this fool is already out here planning for her post-mom decor like we're at an estate sale.
A dead mom estate sale? Tanya, what a great name for an agent of chaos.
Tanya.
Fucking Tanya.
I had to physically check the room to make sure no one else heard this absolute atrocity of a sentence. A nurse, a distant relative, Jesus Christ himself, because I was about to crawl out of my skin from secondhand shame. But no, it was just me and my mom, who mercifully was asleep and didn't hear Tanya's ridiculous declaration of interior design plans for the afterlife. Wait a minute. I thought she was talking about a tattoo. This is a picture of a peacock. I'm gonna get this picture of a peacock when mom dies.
Oh, bitch, it's not like a memorial tattoo, no, like in loving memory of mom?
No, it's decor. It's actual decor.
She's like, I'm ordering this from fucking Amazon as soon as she goes with her...
Marketplace. I'm going to get this on the way home.
With the money in her savings.
Tanya's ridiculous declaration of interior design plans for the afterlife.
It's going next to her crucifix.
All I could do was shake my damn head. Disbelief, defeat, a deep existential... What's that word?
Existential?
That. Sigh. Because this is why she's Carolyn 2.0. I still don't know if she ever got that damn peacock picture, but if she did, I hope it haunts her. Sorry for this story being hella long, but I have more to tell y'all since my mom passed. As always, keep up the great work, Theas. This podcast and the HD Clurb House. Has been helping me heal in ways I didn't expect. Oh. I love y'all. Free Palestine, Congo, Sudan, and all the oppressed nations due to our fucked up country. Love and dysfunction, Roman.
We love you, Roman.
Roman, we love you to fucking pieces. Thank you so much for that. That because was I fabulous. Cannot. What?
Can you send me a picture of Tanya? Does she have feathered hair? God please damn. Show us Tanya. She has Tanya. Feathered hair like your mom.
Please. Fuck. I want Tanya to come over.
Tanya sounds like is the type of name that would drive an IROC with T-tops. Yeah. With T-tops.
Uh-huh. I picture blonde with a ponytail and wave bang.
And then zippers on the back of the jeans, skinny, tight ones.
Yes, for sure.
Or the zip around crotch.
Yeah, with some Express or something.
And remember the Elsa Brandy, like, leather moccasin?
Yeah.
From, like, a Fowler.
I picture more of a little sneaker, a little kid.
Or the Reebok with two straps. The skinny, skinny strapped Reebok.
5411s. Don't you start your shit.
Don't push me again.
Do not those, start your shit.
Those.
Yeah, 5411s.
Yeah, those. Maybe an
up with a bum equipment sweatshirt, maybe.
Oh, God, I would kill for one of those right now. Okay. LA Gears.
All right, we're going on.
Okay.
Hello, my HDOGs. I want to start by saying thank you for this podcast. It truly is my favorite, and I literally listen every day, replaying old episodes for bedtime stories and saving the new ones for my doggy walks.
Oh, thank you.
I moved from Cali to Texas, and you ladies have been my besties and definitely have gotten me through every day as I navigated my new path here. I can always count on you. I want to give a happy birthday shout out to my baby cousin, aka Baby Legs. I know who this is. For her 31st birthday, long overdue shout out. She introduced me to HD a few years ago and made sure I was tuning in. Thank you. Can't imagine my life without her or the podcast. Even though there's an 11-year age difference, I confide, trust, and seek advice from her. I'm so proud how wise she is. I remember when she was a baby and she used to try to breastfeed off of me when I was 11. And now we share skeletons and our deepest secrets and would bury bodies together. I love that. She definitely She is definitely my quote would bail me out of jail person.
Oh, I love that.
We all need one of those. I've seen her overcome demons and rise up to the beautiful, big-hearted, giving, generous person she is today. She is that girl you can depend on no matter how big or small. She's there. Happy birthday, baby G. I hope you're screaming and crying with excitement. You are loved and adored by so many, and keep doing what you're doing, girl. I'm so proud of you, and remind me to be kinder and more empathetic, bitch. Love your favorite cousin, if Crystal will be quiet.
Shut up.
Melissa.
Oh, that was really sweet.
That was really sweet. That happy was birthday.
Really sweet. I love the dependability and trust.
Yes.
Everybody deserves at least one person like that in their life.
The rain just picked up.
I know.
That's great.
Slamming ass out there.
Great for me to drive home in.
Oh, fuck.
All right. Hi. Okay. Trigger warning. I think this one just, I can kind of see this is not going to be a happy one. So.
Yay.
We're going to keep it anonymous.
Okay.
Trigger warning. Okay. Hi. I'm re-listening to Don't Doorbell Ditch. I just lost my friend to suicide by pistol. And honestly, it's been so heartbreaking. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I haven't been this sad in my life ever. To be honest, to be happy for someone after they kill themselves is somewhat insensitive. I will say, though, I disagree with the comment made by whoever on Sister Wives about holding on for other people's happiness. I'm not familiar with what they said.
We talked about the teenage son.
Yeah.
Killed himself.
Mm-hmm.
And
one of the moms said that, didn't they?
That
they should have held on or something.
Yeah, for the people that they have.
Yeah.
Well, and I get it. I get a mom saying that.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I've already said how I feel about the shit. You know, I don't expect anybody to agree with me, and nobody's wrong. Like, everybody feels how they feel. You know, everybody has that right.
Yeah, there's no fact involved with fucking.
It's totally, you know, up to you how you feel about that. But okay. I'm not hurt because of my friend's choice to kill himself. I'm mostly hurt by the fact that he hurt so bad he couldn't handle life anymore.
Mm.
I wish he could have stayed, not to make me happy or anyone else happy, but so that he could have seen that whatever was going on in life would have turned out okay, and that so many people love him. He had hundreds of people show up to his wake. The funeral home said it was the first time ever that they had people request more prayer cards to be printed for someone.
Mm.
He was a beautiful soul who could walk in a room and make everyone laugh. He was handsome, and boy, was he bougie. We thought he would have been too vain to kill himself, and we also know he'd be so pissed about his decision if he were alive. Anyone close enough to him knows that it was impulse due to drugs and mental health, and none of us could see until it was too late. With that being said, I wish some of these politicians, would kill themselves. Or with that being said, sorry. I don't want to be insensitive, but that makes me want to laugh.
I laughed.
Because I do want some of them to do that.
I laugh at funerals, though. So.
Awkwardly, same.
Yes.
Same. I sing songs and fucking don't even get me started.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you for the open and honest discussions. Y'all are my favorite podcast, and thank you for doing the work you're doing. It's truly helped me in my dark times. I couldn't thank you ladies enough. Love y'all. We are with you, and I just pray that it gets better for you.
So sorry.
I'm hella sorry for your loss. That shit is awful, and it's tough.
You know, I've spoke about how I have the pact with all of our girls. I even made Bunny do it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't make her, but, you know, if they ever truly feel like killing themselves, like at that point, they have to reach out to one person that loves them,
mm-hmm.
and give that person a chance to talk them out of it.
Yeah.
Talk to them. And we all pinky promised. And, you know, I revisit it with them periodically.
Mm-hmm. You're like, Bunny, do you want to kill yourself?
Fuck you.
You guys just doing a quick anti-crystal check-in.
Listen, I'm having a bad day, girls. Are you? we can all get in my car. No, but there's some days, I'm chicken shit too, but I would be lying if I said there weren't days where I didn't want to be here anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like, life is fucking hard. Like, shit gets hard. Really hard. When you have people you're responsible for, when you have bills to pay, when every fucking day some chaos is going on.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I've already said I must have been a baby killer in a past life because, like, the chaos is absolutely wild. It's never
fucking ending.
There's never a quiet day. Mm-hmm. And you really gotta pick
and choose. You gotta pick and choose what battles you wanna fight.
Yes.
And what fucking shit you wanna address. And you're not always gonna wanna deal with all of it. So, you know, maybe some shit just don't make the cut because it'd be a lot. It's a lot going on.
Yes.
I have a lot going on I don't fucking talk about. A lot.
Yes.
Please trust me on that and don't push me.
A lot. And, I have that promise with the girls though. Yeah. You know, and,
that's good.
It's grounding because, listen, them kids saved my life in more ways than one and continue to.
Yeah.
So what else that bugs me, that write-in reminded me of it. Why does everybody only make time when somebody dies? Like, if I were to fucking try to plan something, even Naya's fucking 18th birthday, for example, mm-hmm. so many people were invited. But not everybody made the time to come, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, a good amount. I'm not ungrateful. I'm just using it as an example.
Yeah.
But if it would have been a funeral for one of us, everybody would have made the time to show up.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Maybe guilt.
Don't fucking guilt love me.
I think
guilt, I don't want that.
When it's now you don't have the chance anymore. So I think I try not to. A final
hurrah?
Not a final hurrah, but just like, I think it's a realization for some people like that think they have more time with somebody. And
you
then,
don't. Just and FYI.
You don't. Yeah, you don't. And then, you know, it's like, I think that's why funerals are always so flooded because it's like that realization, like this is your last. It. Yeah.
And then.
Yeah.
This is your last chance to look at me in the coffin. You know, like that's crazy.
Also, this is a good time to say, I want to have open casket no matter what I look like. Even if I get hit by a train and like my face is tore off my bones.
Do you want them to reconstruct it or do you want it left?
Left. Maybe. I don't know. Play that by ear. Okay. But like, you know, just like I want people to see it no matter what.
Okay.
A fire. Bloat. A drowning. Degloving. I want y'all to see it.
I'm going to be like,
I want to go out with a bang. I want to make an impression.
A lasting fucking memory for everybody.
I want you to remember me.
I'll make sure a trauma therapist are there. Yes. I'm going to have them do you like fucking Phantom of the Opera. Half fucked up, half fucking half skin, all good.
Half off. Like, I don't know.
I'm going to be like, reconstruct one side only.
Yeah.
That's kind
of
cool.
I like that.
Leave the bugs. I want an bugs.
Artistic element. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
They can join. Okay. All right.
I definitely want my fucking body donated. But if it's not.
But we could look at it before it's donated.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like do a viewing first.
Yeah, but.
And then they could come pick it up. Right?
If for some reason they don't want it, let my cats eat it.
We're not doing a cat buffet.
Actually, not even my cats.
And
throw me
cats,
to the feral cats.
All cats.
That don't have homes and
behind
need food.
Behind Safeway.
Yes. That's where I want my remains to go.
A cat feast.
Yes.
We're not doing a cat feast.
I could be saving lives a final with my cat dead feast. Body.
For how long?
Grab that's a not finger bone it and make a necklace from it.
That's not going to sustain for my cats. That's like fucking an hour. You ain't got that much meat. That's going to be a.
I know.
They'll they're be hungry still when be they hungry. Wake up. Yeah, they're gonna be hungry when
shut
they wake
up.
Up.
I'm trying to put on weight. Fuck.
No. Okay. Okay. I have another one.
Okay.
Okay. Hello, ladies. This just says to start off, don't mention my name. Okay. After years of listening and watching you both grow into the beautiful humans you are, you have convinced me to go to therapy. I can literally think of being 10 years old, maybe younger, and hating myself. At maybe younger than 10 years old is crazy.
That's heartbreaking. I'm so sorry.
Not to mention those good old brutal Mexican great grandmas that have no problem telling you how fat you are and taking food from you as a child while your cousins got extra homemade tortillas.
Filipino aunties are famous for that
too. Oh my God. My parents never knew she was this way to me. I was too ashamed of myself to tell a soul, and it just confirmed my hatred for myself. Not to mention toxic ass high school relationships. Mm-hmm. God, we just talked about
school.
How rough it is. I literally have never loved myself. So this year, I didn't make a New Year's resolution. I made a life resolution. I decided to start therapy and carve out time for myself daily at the gym, no matter what else is going on.
Good girl.
I've always gone to the gym, but I held back for embarrassment of being there or being judged.
Fuck that.
But I've been going ham and it feels great. I'm so happy for you.
Proud.
Being hella responsible. I love it. I fucking love the gym, but I'm fucked up. I know. So I need more than just the gym. Yeah. For therapy. I told myself this is my fucking year. I focus on everybody else so much and their needs that I completely ignore my own as a defense mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God my husband is the way he is. He has always tried to be my hype man and supportive, but my brain is engraved to not believe any kind of compliment.
Mm.
But it's definitely affecting not only me anymore. I hate seeing people I know because of shame of myself. It's hard to go places without having anxiety because of how my brain tells me I look.
Oh,
this man is so hurtful because this person is so fucking gorgeous. Like, so, but you know, you see what you see, you know, like,
yeah.
Oh God. My goal is by the time I'm 40, I'm 38 and a half now, I will be in the best mental and physical shape of my life. You can do it.
Totally attainable, realistic goal. Yes,
for sure.
Very much so.
Thanks for being so open about your struggles and mental health. Any tips on how you came into your own self-love is much appreciated. Love you both.
With what you're doing, with going to the gym, eating right, right after I got married, when I lost that 40 pounds and then went to therapy and then age.
Yeah.
Just age.
A lot came with age. A lot of positives came with age.
For sure.
A lot of cut out a lot of stupid shit. Just started to see shit for what it is and like appreciate more.
And then you look around and you realize everybody's just as fucked up. They don't talk about it.
For sure.
Justice for fucked sure up.
Once you realize that, like, life gets easier.
Also, you set the standard for how people treat you, how people love you, mm-hmm, you know? And that is a big realization.
Also, for me, like, the people that were bad to me and, like, hurtful to me, whether it be family or whoever, I always looked down on them so much that it made me feel better about myself, if that makes sense. Like, I looked at them like, I would never want to be in your shoes and I would never want to be anything like you. So, like, I know I'm doing good because I'm gonna make sure of that.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, I don't know if I explained that right, but you got to fall in love with yourself.
And I think it really goes for the inside. You know what I mean? Character.
Yeah.
Definitely. I saw this reel yesterday, actually, and this woman was talking about how so many people are so critical and so fucked up regarding their appearance. And she was saying, we were never meant to see ourselves.
Didn't I talk about that? I had that in my notes.
Today?
I never talked about that. No, not today. A previous episode, I didn't talk about that.
I don't know.
It's in my notes.
You might have. You know, I'd be having amnesia sometimes.
I don't know if we did. I just didn't want to, like, explain it. Apparently not. But I had it in my notes. Maybe I sent it to you or something. I don't know. That video was so fucking eye-opening.
I watched it yesterday. Maybe you sent it to me.
I don't know.
I seen it yesterday.
Yeah, it's basically that we're never supposed to look. We were never intended to look at ourselves as much as we do. And we don't see ourselves the way other people see ourselves.
Yeah.
The reflection is kind of a lie. It's not accurate.
And a camera is not accurate.
But the placement of your eyes and shit is not allowing you to see yourself fully. So you're not getting an accurate visual look at yourself, like when you look at yourself in these reflections, and like it fucks with you mentally. It does.
And then the video was going into how back in the day you only got to see yourself in like
water
reflection, and then mirrors were invented, then cameras, or whichever came first, and social media just got everybody all fucked up. And so, you know, if you look, even these bodybuilders who win fucking their pro card, like, edit their fucking shit.
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
Body dysmorphia is such a dirty fucking bitch. Yes. Like, I look at pictures, okay, of myself I was looking for some images so that I could design something, right? And I went into like 2022. I was looking by year, and I was going through these photos. There were photos that I remember taking them at that time and thinking I looked so fucking hideous. And I look at them now and I'm like, those are like perfect photos.
You're like, I was hot as fuck.
Perfection. Like, I look at them with new eyes. It's like, but I might not feel this way next week. Like, you know what I'm saying? I might look at them a week from now. It's like perception changes so fucking much. And body, for someone who is not saying it just as a joke, as a funny, someone who really does have body dysmorphia issues.
Sure. You do.
It gets fucking crazy to look back on previous photos of my body, of my naked body, and I'm not seeing what I saw at that time. Like, your brain fucking plays tricks on you, and I'm not diagnosing you or saying that, like, you have any level of that, but, like, you are a gorgeous fucking person, and to hear that you have these struggles, I'm so sorry, but, like, I hope that, you know, you continue your healing, and you're going to have that moment where you look back at these photos and you're like, I was fucking gorgeous, hot, whatever. Like, you know, we don't always see things for what they are. And like, we're hard on ourselves. We're hella hard. We're our biggest critics sometimes.
Yeah. We need to give ourselves a little grace.
Yeah,
for sure.
For sure. But taking a trip down memory lane and just looking at pictures, like pre-surgery photos and shit, there was nothing fucking wrong with me. I'm looking at sex tapes. I'm looking at nudes, like catalogs of nudes that I sold and shit. And I was like, I felt like this was so fucking urgent for me to do. Just like, there was nothing wrong with me. No. Nothing. Like,
there really wasn't.
It's a slap in the face a little bit. It wasn't like a happy thing. Of us
from in the hot tub at the trailer. And you look fucking fabulous.
And hadn't had surgery yet.
None.
Yeah.
None.
Yeah, it's really, it's kind of a slap in the face. It's not really a happy realization. It's like a goddamn bitch, go get a tune-up on your brain type realization. Like.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. And don't, comparison, don't do that.
Thief of joy, right?
Everything is fake on social media.
Everything.
Even, you know, I have some beautiful fucking friends that don't need to use Photoshop and shit that do. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you can never just, in that sense, social media is not real.
Yeah. Social media will have you believe in nobody has fucking texture to their face.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
We know better. Yeah. I try not to use filters that much, really, ever, because it fucks with my head badly.
Same.
And, you know, it's not needed. Yeah. People have texture in their fucking face. And we are getting older. So, like, don't run from that.
No. All right.
All right. I got to get dinner and go home.
It's fucking late.
We did a good
It's past good 9. Amount.
Yeah.
All right. You guys know the drill. Rate, review, share.
Share us, please. And
love yourself.
Yeah.
All that
Send
good
us
stuff.
Some funny write-ins. Fuck.
Yep.
That's Roman, send us more writings, please.
Tell us more about Tawny. Please.
Your storytelling is A1.
A1. All right.
All right.
Suck it easy.
Go to bed.